Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're doing a kind of Massachusetts month. So we had a show on Cape Cod and we did the Berkshires. And one of my other favorite areas in the Massachusetts realm is the Pioneer Valley. It's western Massachusetts, about 2 hours maybe from the Mid-Hudson area. If you have never taken a vacation there, I think it's worth it. I think you'll find a lot to do. A nice diversity of attractions, friendly people, and there are some stellar attractions that are pretty big that I think are worth a trip. So, and if you have kids, there's plenty to do with kids. One of the biggest population, the biggest draws in that area is Yankee Candle, and there's more than 2 million people that visit. They have a flagship store in South Deerfield. They have over 160 scents to choose from, and you can make your own jar candles and wax sculptures and all kinds of stuff. And the family also enjoy, they have like a Bavarian Christmas village and things like that. So that's a major stop if you can make it to western Massachusetts. It's also the place where you'll find Six Flags New England, and that's in Agawam, Massachusetts. There's over 100 rides. It's huge, and there's Hurricane Harbor, so there's quite a bit of things, a cyclone. That's good for kids or, people of all ages. They also do things in Halloween. They have a Fright Fest and, quite a bit of seasonal things that go on. So you could check the website and look it up ahead of time. It's www.sixflags.com. And by the way, the other one is www.yankeecandle.com. The Big E is located in West Springfield, Massachusetts. With that, you want to go. There's a specific time frame. It's a 17-day block of time, and it's New England's largest fair. It takes place every autumn, and it's located is West Springfield's Eastern States Exhibition Center, and 175 acres, all kinds of world-class performers. They have agricultural exhibits and competitions, horse shows. They do a big Mardi Gras parade and circuses, all kinds of food. People come from all over for gigantic cream puffs and things like that, lobster rolls. And I guess, each state has their own little building, and they have special. So it's a very interesting thing. There's almost 1 million people go every year, but that is definitely on your to-do list if you can. You go www.thebige.com, and you'll be able to get the dates for this year. You want to book ahead if you're going to have a hotel, so I mentioned it as early as possible. Also right nearby is Starrowtown Village. It's a museum. It's open to the public starting in June, and they have all kinds of tours and programs. They do a lot of school groups, but it's like a step back in time kind of a historic attraction. So they would be another good one to see. Now, Springfield has quite a bit to offer, and they have a museum complex. And it's set around, there's like a tree-lined street, and it's a quadrangle. It's a four-sided setup, and it's they've got four world-class museums, basically. And you'll get a lot of really interesting works that you'll see. So there's a Museum of Fine Arts. There's another one called the George Walter Vincent Smith Art Museum. There's a science museum. There's also a museum, like a history museum. There's a huge sculpture garden, and it has full-size scale bronze sculptures of Dr. Seuss's creations. So they're honoring the birthplace of Theodore Geisel, who was Dr. Seuss. So there's one admission, and then you get basically all four museums and the Dr. Seuss park with one admission, which is very, very nice. Springfield also is the home to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and it's one of the world's, you know, most popular shrine. They're not shrine for sports, for sports buffs. 80,000 square feet, and there's a big Hall of Fame, and there's a, you know, history coming alive. There's interactive exhibits. There's rare artifacts. Just quite a bit. And then I guess James Naismith first conceived of the sport using a peach basket. So it shows the evolution of the sport. And if you're a guest there, you could shoot baskets. You play virtual reality games and video games. You could be a sportscaster. And there's also trivia things you can do. So so you'll get a kick about that. It's www.hoophall.com if you want to check out you know, directions and all where it is. The Culture Buffs, if you like theater, and there's a City Stage and Symphony Hall, and they have Broadway-style theater. They have top concerts there, a lot of performances, internationally recognized speakers, and it's a really nice theater destination. It's 2,600 seats, and it was built in the early 1900s. It's gone through extensive renovations. I think you'll enjoy it. They have off-Broadway comedies, dramas, and musicals from October through April, so you've got to see what's going on at the time. The website would be www.citystage.symphonyhall.com. By the way, if you're listening to the show while you're driving, you can hear the show again when you get home. It's going to be archived on the website, which is www.realcountryhv.com. So you don't have to write all this down. You can go back and listen to the show again and then Google what you need. So now, the Brimfield Outdoor Antique Show, there's several of them each year in May, in July, and in September. Antique lovers from around the world come to this little town of Brimfield in western Massachusetts to be part of the shows. And they have it's like the world's largest outdoor antique exhibit. And you'll get things of all different shapes and sizes. It's a huge event. It takes place along a good stretch of Route 20 in Brimfield, Massachusetts. And I'm trying to see, for information, you're going to contact the Chamber of Commerce at 413-283-2418. Or I can give you a number for the show's promoters association, which is 413-283-6149. So that's in Brimfield. I think you'll get a kick out of that. There's a zoo. There's a park in Springfield called Forest Park. The zoo at Forest Park is a nice destination also for youngsters and oldsters. There's over 200 domestic animals, exotic animals, and visitors, you can basically walk through a variety of displays. So there's, you know, your monkeys, bears, llamas, goats, kangaroos, emus, cougars, wolves, lemurs, leopards, and they have a thing called Zoo on the Go. There's people have private parties there, and it's a really nice attraction. You can also mark your calendar for the winter months, and that same park gets transformed into what they call Bright Nights at Forest Park, and it's one of the top attractions in the United States, according to the American Bus Association. It's a 2.5 mile long light extravaganza. People come from all over the world. There's over 500,000 lights, and there's all kinds of unique displays. They start usually on the Friday before Thanksgiving, and it goes through the Sunday after New Year's Day. And, you know, so there's like a Toyland, there's a North Pole Village, there's Seuseland, there's all different holiday scenes that are very, very, a lot of fun. And they're animated, so you want to, you know, definitely put that on your to-do list. There is a special website for that. It's www.brightnights.org. Okay, so that's the Bright Nights. Now, also up in that area, you can go to Stockbridge, and the Norman Rockwell Museum is up there. Norman Rockwell had a, you know, basically lived up there. He had his work studio, and you can actually see these things, take a tour. He's got a lot of great art up there. There's, you know, much art, and it's definitely worth the trip. I don't know if they do self-directed tours or not, but anyway, I think you'll enjoy the artwork. They also have special exhibits that they do. It usually has to do with art and other artists and all, but you want to check that out. Let's see. There's Memorial Hall Museum and Children's Museum at Indian House Memorial, which is in Deerfield, Massachusetts. It's a former Deerfield Academy, and it's an 18th century brick school building, and they have a lot of American antiques and quilts and dolls and furniture and Native American artifacts that are displayed in 19 galleries. So it's a nice museum you could check out. Deerfield itself, historic Deerfield that's referred to, they have a lot of house museums. There's about 11 of them, and there are hands-on demonstrations of historic trades, special exhibitions, you know, special events, a lot of family programs. There's seasonal outdoor activities. There's a lot of shopping. They have a tavern, kind of a lunch thing. Their website is www.historic and then a dash Deerfield.org, and I'll give you a phone number too. It's 413-775-7214, Historic Deerfield. So we've got that. Let's see. There's the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art in Amherst, Massachusetts. Website www.carlemuseum.org, and it houses three galleries that are dedicated to rotating exhibitions of picture book art, and they have a hands-on art studio. They've got a big reading library. They have an auditorium. There's a cafe and a music shop, and that's located in Amherst, Massachusetts. It's nice to see all the artists in that area. Now, there's a nice little museum. It's basically a butterfly museum, and you can go and you can have a great time. You go into these rooms, and each room has different native plants that were brought from different parts of the world, and they are the habitat for different strains of butterflies. So they have things from South America, and you've got South American butterflies. There's things from North America, Europe, all over the world, and it's a phenomenal experience because you walk in and there's these butterflies flying all around you. You go into the exhibits that have to do with the plant life, and you'll see the butterflies camouflaged among their native, plant and greenery, which is really amazing. You want to bring a camera. You're going to get some really great pictures, and I think you'll enjoy it. So don't forget about the museum there. Let's see. Now, we've got a merry-go-round. It's called the Holyoke Merry-Go-Round. It's a historic 1929 operating carousel. I guess it used to be in a place called Mountain Park, and it's located in Holyoke Heritage State Park in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Those are beautiful, beautiful horses and all. So you want to take a ride on that. That's a really nice thing to do. A lot of school groups and daycare and summer camps and nonprofit groups go there. So I definitely would check that out. We've got the Crab Apple Whitewater Group. They're in Charlemont, Massachusetts. They do guided whitewater rafting adventures. They've got inflatable kayak rentals. They have a dam-controlled, situation there over at the Deerfield River. And trips range from mild to wild. So that's class 1 to 4. They have both full and half-day trips, and it's been family-owned since 1983. So you're probably going to get some really good service there. And the website is www.crabapplewhitewater.com. Now, what else can you do in the Pioneer Valley? Well, there's the Connecticut Vineyard and Wine Association, who basically it's composed of about 20 vineyards, and they have like a little Connecticut wine trail. Little, it was 20 vineyards. That's quite a bit, and it takes you through the historic, areas and beautiful acres. So you want to check that out. Best website would be www.ctwine.com. All right. Connecticut has a science center in Hartford, Connecticut, and you could go see the Connecticut Science Center. It's about half an hour from Springfield. A lot of educational hands-on activities, a lot of fun, over 150 exhibits, and there's about 10 galleries and live science classes and demos daily. There's also a 3D cinema. There's a gift shop, a roof garden, and a cafe. So for that, you want www.ctsciencecenter.org. And And we want to go to Bounce Trampoline Sports. Here's something to do in Springfield. It's a huge destination. It's like a trampoline park and fun for all ages. They have jump time for toddlers. They have an extreme area. They've got slam dunk basketball, which I assume is trampolines and basketball. They have dodgeball. They have a foam pit. And they have something called Jump and Glow, which I have no idea what that is. It's pretty popular for parties and rainy day stuff and also corporate team building events and college group activities. So you want to check that out. That's in Springfield. And it's www.bouncespringfield.com. Now, there's something called basketball. B-U-L-L. And what it is, it's a licensee of the Basketball Hall of Fame. And what it is there was a need, whoever it was that founded this saw a need for organized basketball events in the city of Springfield, where the Hall of Fame was. And what they do is they have competitive basketball events where they bring in teams from all over the world. So it's not just the country, it's the world. And you can go and you could watch these games. And it's really nice. It's a whole... Now, we have a historic house tour with Wistaria Hearst Museum in Holyoke, Massachusetts. It's one of the National Register of Historic Places sites. And they have historic house tours. They do concerts there. They have history talks, exhibits. They have a garden restoration project. Their carriage house over there has a little gift shop. An exhibition on recreation and cultural life in Holyoke. That's www.wistariahurst, wistariahurst.org. That Storrowtown Museum that we mentioned next to the Big E, it's open, I think, year-round, so it's not just when the Big E is. Old Sturbridge Village, it's a little bit farther away, but it's another one of the destinations that you experience early New England life. From, I think the dates are like from 1790 to the mid-1800s, 1840 or so. It's the largest living history museum, they say, in the country. I haven't checked it, but if they say so. And they have costumed interpreters. They've got 40 historic buildings. There's three water-powered mills. They have working farms, a lot of demonstrations, gardens, antiques. So you can watch the potter and a tinsmith and a cooper and a blacksmith at work. They have animals and a lot of hands-on crafts. It's open year-round, and there are many seasonal events. And from what I understand, lodging and dining are also available at the site. Best website for that would be www.osv.org. Now, I stumbled on something really interesting over in South Hadley, Massachusetts. It's called the Nash Dinosaur Track Quarry. And I guess the first dinosaur tracks were kind of found here. It's one of the most productive dinosaur track quarries in the world. And you can walk through and see where dinosaur tracks were excavated. And there's also a rock shop where you can buy fossils and minerals and, dinosaur tracks themselves. It's open from April 1st until the first snowfall. That's a really interesting site. And I guess think it was in the family for a while. It dates back to the 30s. If you want to look up information about it, it's www.nashdinosaurtracks.com. There's the New England Falconry site, and also in Hadley. And falconry is, people love birds, and you can learn about falconry and raptors. You could free fly a trained Harris hawk during a very good hands-on experience. It's New England Falconry, falconry.com. That's in Hadley. The New England Air Museum isn't too far away. It's over the border in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, but it, that attraction tends to be clumped in with the Pioneer Valley. And here in the New England Air Museum, there's over 80 aircraft on display, three large hangars, and there's an outdoor display area as well, and there's quite a bit of related artifacts. The aircraft rotate on occasion. Special exhibits include the 56 67th Fighter Group, World War II Memorial is there, the Cayman exhibit, the Apollo 13 rescue exhibit, and the Microsoft flight simulator. They have stations there. So it's a really fine collection of artifacts and memorabilia. And the Flying Tigers, I guess some of their memorabilia are also located there. So you want to check that out. It's www.neam.org. What about farms? Because farms, people love farms. There's McCrae's Farm in South Hadley, Massachusetts. And it's like a family destination. They have a miniature golf course there. You could feed the animals because they have a nice little free petting zoo. They have a creamery where you can have lunch, or they have, I think they make their own ice cream. You could buy farm fresh milk, and they own their own cow, so that's nice. And then if you can mark your calendar for the fall, they do a lot of hay rides and pick your own pumpkins, and they do the haunted hayride thing on the weekend nights. So the website for them, that's a Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/McCrae's, McCrayes dot farm. I don't know if I gave you the Magic Wings website. It's www.magicwings.com. I just came across it. There's the Lupa Zoo in Ludlow, Massachusetts. It's a nonprofit zoo for recreational and educational enjoyment, seasonal festivities, and it's perfect for outings, and you can do parties there and everything. There's a concession stand, gift shop, coffee shop, playground. It's www.lupazoo.org. If you like roller skating, there's an Interskate 91 location over on, it's Wilbraham, Massachusetts, Wilbraham, Mass. And it's www.interskate91.com. We are running out of time. Uh-oh. There's a lot more things to see and do in the Pioneer Valley that we're not going to be able to fit into this show. But if you go to the valleyvisitor.org website, you'll be able to look them all up. You'll be able to spend a week in the Pioneer Valley and not, you know, still have things to do. So I hope you have a wonderful trip. And this is Marietta Allen, and we're doing a lot of Massachusetts sites this month.